Chair is not going to be able to attend today, so I'll open the meeting. Notice is given, I'll just read the notice so we know what we're doing here today. Notice is given to members of Commissioners Court of Jefferson County will hold a workshop to discuss the professional outdoor motocross track project at Ford Park with the Penland Humphrey Group, beginning at 11 a.m. So I'll turn it over to one of the Mr. Penlands.
Well, first, before you do that, I want to thank the courts and Dallas to hear this and the public to a great degree. We have been visiting with the Penlands and Humphreys for, what, 6-7 months or so. And I thought that now was the time that the court should hear it and let's chew on it and see where we can go with it. And I think this is appropriate setting and time and place. I want to thank y'all for coming, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We sent out a letter, and we have been visiting. I think it's been probably over a year now, Bo. We came to the court and visited with the judge and some of y'all before on this. Of course, the economy's taken a turn that nobody thought it would take, so we're doing our homework double time right now to make sure that we have all our P's and Q's in line on this. It's not to say $2 or $3 million is going to make or break Jefferson County or the group that's putting the money up. What we don't want to do is make sure that we don't come in here and get your permission and do something that is not going to have the return for the county. We certainly don't want to be any come back later, anybody come back and say, well, y'all put money in this deal, it didn't work, and now we've tied up so many acres of land and it could be used for something else because you have somebody else coming down the pike a year or 2 years down the road saying, you know, if that wasn't there, we could put something here and here's what you could get for it. So we want to make sure that when we get through with this, that we have done all the homework that we can possibly do, and then we'll be back to resubmit that again. But with that being said, we sent a letter, Bo, for you and the commissioners here back on February the 6th, and we listed some things down there that some questions that's never been exactly nailed down. For instance, one was, how much land are we talking about? You know, because we have talked to several track builders throughout the United States, and they all come back with different types of settings that we need. You have a ditch running through the proposed property, if I understand with the map that I still have here. That's an obstacle that the track people have got to overcome. There's people that come in and build these tracks, and they have to be built to accommodate larger events, but you have to work your way up to that. It's like the chicken and the egg. They won't guarantee you so many national events or regional events even until you have a track and they come and see your facility, the infrastructure around it, the city and so forth that supports that. So with that being said, if we build a track out there, we'll have to build a track that will attract the right kind of races to come down years to come. First of all, you wouldn't have over 3 or 4 regional events at the track if it was built today. We have to kind of earn our stripes. Now, when that track would start getting notarized to be a track that the AMA, American Motor Association, whatever, would come to, whether it be Honda sponsoring it or Toyota sponsoring it or whatever, once you've earned those stripes and we start getting that kind of recognition, then and only then would you really know the true potential of this. Now, we think the track's going to cost between $2 and $3 million of private money. That would still require some things that would the county be putting anything into this? That was one of our questions. And Bo, that's on your list here. The additional lighting, some spectator areas for some bleachers. You wouldn't bleacher the whole 27 acres. That's not feasible. They don't do that. Areas to have the participants to pit. You'd also have to have some new restrooms built on that side because your restrooms are where they are. The other thing that would be used if this track ever comes to pass would be a lot of the other facility. Your arena that you have now, these people that when you come to these large events, there's people with merchandise come to sell or set up, either different motorcycle vendors, parts, and so forth. It takes a tremendous amount of blacktop area and parking just for that, as well as an indoor facility that you have. So we still have it on our agenda to continue to pursue. We're still way early in the decision making whether we'll do this, but we need something a little more on the line from you, like what would be a lease, what's available. We have never had any, you know, thing back from y'all about what type of long-term lease would it be, what will that cost, would you participate, not participate, are we going to own it 100%? We would want to run it 100%. We want to have control over the track, but understanding that that land there would only be used three or four times a year for several years till we could build ourselves up to be more attractive to the other races that would come here. Now, once those races come, then the track that's built below you down there toward Winnie would be used for different heats and everything and qualifying and everything for this track. So the track that Mr. Humphrey's group has already built, that we're not in, but they've already built that, would accent this track. This track would not be open the same weekends that track. When we have an event here, a regional event, or hopes down the road, a national event, or a big sanction race, their track would not be open for those events except for qualifying just to aid this. So he's already put that money out. We have the secondary track to support this track if we build this track. But again, we want to make sure that we've exercised every caution that we can, that we're not going to go into this thing now. We was a whole lot more happy with it 2 years ago and even a year ago before everything starts shutting down nationwide. And we know that with the economy today that people are going to pay their bills and take care of their children and take care of their other means before they go to a race. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, well, your track's not, this track would not be like a Houston track or a Indianapolis track, or it wouldn't be like a track in Atlanta, Georgia, and all that. Well, we've raced on all those tracks, and they're not in those towns. Houston Raceway Park is between Baytown and Winnie in a rice field. It doesn't have I-10 access. So when we go to Atlanta, we're in a cornfield that's way out of Atlanta. I mean, it says Atlanta. It has some big city name, but most tracks, whether it's drag racing or this kind of racing or whatever else, is not in the city, or even really some of them 30, 40, 50 miles away. So I want to just put that out, that just because it's Beaumont, Texas, or Jefferson County, and they say, well, it doesn't have a Houston name on it or a big city name on it, that's not the deal. The people you want to come to this, besides spectators, more important for the county is the people that are addicted to racing, and they travel around the circuit, and they're spending a lot of money in your town or in your county. And that's what we think can bring to here. Now, as far as big spectator payout for you, that's not going to happen for a long period of time. Wouldn't happen for us for a long period of time, if any. But it's the people that come to these races that's in their lifeblood to do so is who would spend the money in your county. Now, with that being said, I'll.
If I may, and Commissioner Joe, we established some months ago, maybe a year or so ago, a Ford Park committee. And Commissioner Alford, you may have to help me with this. My recollection is that committee is made up of Judge Walker or his representative, our county auditor, Patrick Swain, and Commissioner Bo Alford. And then as advisory members, we have Mr. Rugg and John Hughes. Is that, am I remembering that correctly?
I think you may need to go back and look at it, but that's probably.
I think that's the committee that we established so that they could sit down and on any project like this, sit down and work through the details so that then a proposal could be developed to come back to Commissioner's Court and to see if Commissioner's Court buys into it. I think just offhand comments I've heard from everyone's excited about the possibility of having a facility like this out there. There are probably some concerns we'll have to wade through. And it could be that, and this will be an issue have to be addressed by the committee and then brought back to the court, but we're going through similar issues at the airport, and basically what we're doing is looking at cost recovery formulas on a lease to where the taxpayers recover their investment within a reasonable amount of time, considering on 10, 12 years, whatever a reasonable term is. And then I think this committee is the correct tool to make it easier for you to work through the proposals, but also to coordinate things like our hot tax money and things like that, because you touched on it. This is exactly the kind of project we like, because it fills up our restaurants, fills up our hotels, it brings new money into town when you have these events. So it's a type of event we like because it brings outside money into the county. But I guess short of any kind of, I don't think you're even ready to make any kind of preliminary proposal. What you're saying is let's start working on it.
That's correct.
And so the Ford Park Committee, and if you will, through Judge Walker's office or Mr. Brannick's here, if you'll, I think probably between Commissioner Alford and Mr. Brannick, they can put together this meeting and sit down in a little closer confine and start working through the details from the taxpayer's point of view and from as you as an entrepreneur and business proposal, see if we can make it work for both sides. I think everyone on the court is pretty excited about the prospect.
Okay, I mean, pretty much we've laid our cards on the table, what we're proposing to do. But I'm gonna tell you, we need the counties to nail down a lease, a long-term lease, for Mr. Humphrey to put that kind of money out. And again, we wanna make sure after we're all in agreement what we wanna do and how to do it, then we're gonna take it back up the ladder again with all the different people that sanction these races. Then make that proposal to them to come back to you at that point with some feedback of what we think we can get and how soon we can get it. Because if they're telling us that we're 5 years down the road getting a big event or 10 years down the road getting a big event, we're not going to do this. You know, right. We're talking about, they would have preliminary plans of what kind of track it would be. They would have a map of what Ford Park looks like and the infrastructure around it. We would need a list of the dates that would be available, say, for 2010. Going forward, we know you're locked in on certain days, but then
correct.
We know that. We'd also like to have, of course, we certainly would try to schedule an event during hurricane season because I know you have to deal with FEMA. We need to have some.
We're going
to
cancel those in the future. We don't want to have any more of those.
Don't cancel FEMA when they come with money. But we need to know what, what you have there or something on that line of what we know we're up against that. When we have that, that gives us something to put in our think cap as we're going forward. And again, then that lets y'all know that we already pretty well told you what we're willing to try to do. What we have to is your participation. And more important, like we've talked about before, me and Mr. Humphrey have talked about this at length. What you have at Ford Park, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you have it, okay? We do not want to go out there and occupy 25 acres of land or 20 acres of land and build a racetrack that does not help Jefferson County. It helps Jefferson County, whether it helps Mr. Humphrey, myself, or my son, or Mr. Humphrey's son. Thank goodness we're not going to live by that racetrack, all right? But we don't want to go out there and put a racetrack on your property and hamper you 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road for something that would have came in there and fit Ford Park better than us. And we're conscious of that. I want to let you know that up front. We don't have a problem stepping back and saying, hey, there's something better for Jefferson County because we both have. Yeah, we live here in Jefferson County. We have our families here in Jefferson County. We don't want to put anything out there that's going to make a burden to Jefferson County.
Right.
If we can't help you, we won't do it. And if you can't make it work for us, we still won't do it. We'll go down the road and we'll figure out something better to do, and we're still going to be here in Jefferson County and support it every way we can. But we want to be. We're more conscious of that than making a profit for the group off of this racetrack. If we don't hamper Jefferson County or build something out there that all of a sudden you say, hey. If these guys hadn't spent $2 million on a bunch of dirt jumps out here, we got a group over here that would come in. We're locked into a lease with them, and now we've got something that would save the grace of Ford Park. We certainly don't want to do that.
Is your vision, I'm trying to picture the footprint of this facility, is your vision that it will occupy somewhere between 20 and 30 acres? Is that?
Yes, sir. And we've looked at the plats, extensively, and there's certain tracks that fit this and certain tracks that won't. So once we get a hard number from you, what acreage you'd be willing to put in this venture, then we're going to take that with our design people and let them go to the different sanctioned events and see what works for them. Because we certainly don't want to go out and spend $2.3 million on a racetrack and can't get any events because we're too small or we don't have the right jumps, we don't have this or that. I think you have adequate parking if you pave some more. You have adequate areas for putting the bleachers. Extra lights are going to have to be put up for running out there at night and so forth. All those things can be done. Because the main thing is your acreage is the lease long enough that we can recoup reasonably our money back. So it's a smart investment for us and smart. get those things down, that I can take it to the different people that schedule these events and see if we can attract those events. And we haven't done that. And we know reasonably what they need for certain events. There's a whole lot bigger and a whole lot littler, but we want to be somewhere in that middle to upper size event that we can get. We know we're going to have to pull people. If you're going to pull spectators, we're going to have to pull some out of the Houston or Lake Charles area. But I'm telling you, people that love the racing, it's not a long place for them to go. You don't have, that's one of the reasons you don't have them every week or every month. You're going to have two or three regional events and hopefully a bigger event, you know, once a year. That's how, if you go to Houston Raceway Park, they're closed except on Saturdays when they have night, just Saturday weekend. But their events are one or two regional events and a national event, and that's all they have. So that's, you know, but again, that's out in the middle of the rice field. It didn't occupy a bunch of county land that you have put X amount of millions of dollars in the infrastructure already. So ours is a little different. If we just go out there and build one on the side of the interstate, and it doesn't hamper tying up a big facility like you've got, well, we'd probably already either built it or Mr. Humphrey built the one that he thought was, would fit Interstate 10. He's already done that. But this is a different deal. We don't like to spend other people's money in a venture. That way, if the venture doesn't work, well, you, most of the time you don't know whether it did work for us or not. You know, we're subsidizing some things that we've built over the years, and we just have to do that. But luckily, we've done it on our own nickel and our own property. It didn't involve tying up the county's property that might jeopardize something going forward. So that we're more conscious of that. I want to tell you here today, we're more conscious of that than making a profit on the racetrack. We want to make sure that this is good for the county. It's got to be better for the county than us. If it's not good for the county, it certainly was a bad deal for Joe Finn and Walt Humphrey.
It's my very preliminary understanding that this facility will not be operated by SMG, but I assume because of the fact that your co would be co-located, that you'd be sharing some of the facilities such as parking lots and everything. So it's going to take a pretty close relationship there to schedule those joint use type facilities. Is that the concept you have in mind?
It is. That's why the schedule, whatever your schedule is going forward, we want to, you know, be conscious of that to make sure that that works for us. We know we can't be out there when you're having one of your other events. That's not going to work. Just parking runs real quick on that.
And I got a question now, John. Since you're here, do y'all keep a schedule that far in advance, a couple of years, 3-4 years in advance?
No, sir, not that far in advance. Most in advance we would have would be about 12 months on our softball and baseball events. The rest of the facilities we're working about 3 to 6 months out.
3 to 6 months.
YMBL, you have a pretty good advance
notice.
We
have a few annual events that we know, like YMBL, 37-year lease agreement, I guess. We know about the fair and the bull ride and a couple of the other events, so we can avoid those time frames.
I think that's where the committee's.
That's what I was.
Well, there is season, but for most part, you know, they travel. Most of your racing circuit travels throughout the United States when the weather's good on one side of the United States and not on the other. Like the drag racing, for instance, it runs, you got 26 races that you run in a year, and you're somewhere every other week, and then there's a stretcher somewhere every week. So that's pretty well a year. They're off about 2 months. Motocross is a little different. Now, they're doing a lot of inside, like your arena out there where they have special jumps and events inside and things like that. So that's what we're thinking you do, a little more of that, and try to use the Ford Arena, not so much as the outside track, but hopefully that would draw some of this other activity to you to try to help fill your schedule up, too.
So it sounds like the relationship between SMG and the county on that side and yours would have to be a very close. Working relationship. Right. Well, I can tell you from my perspective, we've got the best manager we've ever had out there, and John's goes the extra mile to try to make things work out there, so that encourages me. And from my personal perspective, you and Mr. Humphrey have always been very honorable people to deal with. Judge LeBlanc said one time, some of the people we deal with just show up with a briefcase and that's all they've got, and certainly you and Mr. Humphrey have got the wherewithal to back up your proposal, so that makes me feel comfortable. And every relationship I've had with you guys through the county, y'all have been honorable people to deal with, so that's encouraging to me personally.
Thank you very much.
And Commissioner, and to the Pendleton Humphrey Group, reason why it was brought, because, you know, the taxpayers spend right now, $6 to $8 million a year with that facility. When you see an opportunity to bring those numbers in, you take advantage of it. And I see an opportunity to bring in resources from outside here, meaning people from outside of our area, spending money. All they have to do is SMG, make sure that we have some planning and things going on to facilitate those people spending money. Like the chamber say, we want you here, we want you to spend your money. Facilitate those things, and that's where you get some good meshes. And sometimes you gotta help create those things. And I've seen this as a perfect opportunity to help create that, to reduce the burden on the taxpayers, kind of bring that number in. Those things are very important. I was going back through some things we had when I first got here, some impact things, impact statements that was made and studies and all that. You know, this would be the closest since I've been on this court to see anything that'll help us potentially bring the numbers in. Nothing else has. Nobody else has. So I applaud you guys for bringing us an opportunity that would potentially be beneficial. And of course, Mr. Humphrey owned all those Cowboy Harley places, so that may benefit us also. And they're number one throughout the country.
Mr. Penland, are you comfortable with Mr. Brannick being the contact person for this committee so that you can schedule some committee meetings?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Also, maintenance of the facility, y'all would pretty much handle that?
Yeah, we'd want to run the track.
Okay.
You know, maintain the dirt and so forth. Again, lights and bleachers and stuff like that the county put on, then that would be on the county.
Okay.
But anything that we actually dirt-wise, there, the jumps and all that, water the track, and taking care of the track, we certainly want to do that. We'd have a track manager, people out there in place to do that.
Also, and I heard you say 3 to 4 events a year pretty much until you graduate into a bigger event. At 20 to 25 acres, would that allow you room for potential growth?
Well, no, I don't think we need to grow the track.
Oh, okay.
What I meant was we need to grow in the eyes of AMA that we're somebody to have a race here, to have a sanctioned event here, to get on their circuit,
right,
so to speak. You know, we'd have to start out on the lower levels, the lower races to get some regional stuff, and hope we get some of these large motocross events here. Now, again, they won't promise us anything. They're pretty well-to-do themselves and what in their own right and what they're doing. You have to bring them something first. I mean, it's no doubt that they're not going to come in here and tell us, you build a track and we're going to give you X amount of events a year. They don't do that.
Right.
So the risk is in that. Okay, the risk is in that. The risk is in the economy. You know, hopefully we've seen the worst of the economy, but you know, maybe we haven't. We've got nowhere to go but up. People have a lot more, I know they have a lot more on their agenda than buying a race ticket. You know, so when we talked about this a year ago or even 2 years ago, when we first started talking about it, you know, the economy couldn't have been any better. Now I guess the economy can't be any worse. So that's why we're more conscious now of the fact that, you know, we'd step back in this deal in a heartbeat before we do anything that we think would hurt the county. We'd rather you had your land out there and all you had to do about is worry about cutting the grass on it and wait for somebody else to come put something on there that would help the county, than us go out there and cover it up with bumps and dirt and then keep you from that.
Well, and that's what one thing I like what you said is that you're from the community. You're not from outside trying to come in and create this thing. I mean, you're paying taxes here and you're already participating in the growth of Southeast Texas and Jefferson County. And that's one thing, that's the key point that I like. You know, it makes a difference when you're a hometown person trying to do something that betters the county. And that right there says a lot with me. You know, I know Mr. Humphrey, I didn't know you, I know Mr. Humphrey, and he gives back to this county. So I appreciate that sentiment right off the bat. But I was just making sure the initial bill would accommodate, say, let's say 5 years from now, AMA, say, y'all would have one of our top tournaments. You would already have that worked out.
That's right. That's why we want to nail down with the county.
Yeah.
Because I know there was an area that I think was a potential drilling location. It couldn't be any permanent structure, but it could be parking.
Right. It's a land.
We want to nail down what land would be available so we can give not to whatever expand any more than that, but I want to have that in our system that they know that's the size facility it is.
And Commissioner Domain, I want Jeff Brannick and Mario Watkins on that. I want somebody out in my office in touch. So Jeff, you work with Mario with that.
Okay. If there's nothing further, work session is closed. Thank you, Mr. Pendleton.
Thank you very much.